The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey, I got to tell you guys about a great new true crime podcast. It's called Shadow of Truth. Now, you guys want the facts, right? Okay, here we go. Police found Tyer Rada's dead body hidden behind a locked bathroom door. As they began to pull together all the evidence, one person of interest became their focus. His name was Roman Zadorov. He really was the prime suspect. And within days, he confessed to Tyer's murder. I mean, case over, right? Well, yes, police considered the case closed and Zadorov was locked up. So why are we talking about this? Case over. Well, I'll tell you why. Shocking new evidence recently revealed there was a lot more to this story than it sounds. With new DNA results and shocking witness testimony, Shadow of Truth exposes never before heard evidence. Now, I'm about to play you a preview of this amazing new podcast, Shadow of Truth. While you're listening, make sure to follow them on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now. You can also binge all 6 episodes early. And I know you guys love a binge. And ad-free by subscribing to Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.
What you're hearing is a crowd of protesters in Tel Aviv. Unlike most protests in Israel, this one isn't about politics. It's about a verdict in a murder case that happened 15 years ago. The murder of 13-year-old Tyer Rada has become a national obsession here in Israel, unlike any other. Our story begins on the 6th of December, 2006, a day that Tyer's mother, Ilana Rada, will never forget. She just came home from work when she noticed something was off.
I walk in and see that her backpack isn't there. I look into the sink and see that Tyer hasn't eaten. I go through the rooms and I realize that Tyer didn't even come home.
Ilana called Tyer's phone, but no one answered. She then called her husband, Shmuel, who left work immediately to start searching around town for the missing girl.
I called out to Tyer among the bushes, rocks, boulders, and I start crying. I came home empty-handed.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
By then, it was already dark outside. Rumors about the missing child spread like wildfire, and it wasn't long before people from throughout the community organized search parties. Tzvi, a neighbor of the family, was in one of them.
It was a very cold evening, and I went out with a military coat.
Tzvi and his friends decided to go into the school, the same one Tyer attended.
When you go into an unfamiliar building, some of the rooms are dark, and it's silent. I already had a strange feeling. We went through one hallway, then another, one classroom, then another, until we reached the bathroom. When we went into the bathroom, there was no sign of anything. It was spotless. The first stall door looks normal. The second door looks normal. The third door, it's locked. My friend peeks through the door and says, "Wow, there's something here." I totally froze.
Zvi climbed up on a toilet seat to peek into the locked stall. What he saw there almost made him fall off his feet.
I saw a girl. It was clear to me that it's her.
Tair lived and died in Katzrin, a small, secluded town situated in the northern tip of Israel, not far from the Syrian border. It's an eerie place, surrounded by lakes and forests, and has been known, since this murder, as the Israeli Twin Peaks. The whole town, as well as the rest of the country, was shocked to the core. The idea that a girl could be viciously murdered in school, which should be the safest place, was every parent's worst nightmare. Tair became everyone's child. The police commander of the northern region made it very clear. He wanted the murderer arrested within 24 hours.
We paint the walls and search for fingerprints and take blood samples. We take pictures of everything we sample and we move forward from there.
It didn't take long for the police to understand that their way forward led to a dead end.
I know. You guys just heard a preview of Shadow of Truth, and you can follow Shadow of Truth on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now. You can also binge the entire series early and ad-free when you subscribe to Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app. Enjoy. Who doesn't love a great true crime series?
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.